Labour Minister Councillor Charles Gibson wants Manor River Union member states to consolidate efforts and be more proactive in the fight against human trafficking. Councillor Gibson said an increased collaboration among member states will lead to a massive clampdown on human trafficking, which he described as a global menace. The head of the National Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force was speaking in Freetown, Sierra Leone, during a high-level meeting with senior Sierra Leonean government officials. Councillor Gibson told the Sierra Leonean officials that President George Weah attaches urgency to stopping human trafficking and all forms of transnational crimes. He told the Sierra Leonean Minister of Gender and Children's Affairs, Madame Marty Tarwali, and the Inspector General of Police that Liberia is seeking consensus from Sierra Leone and Guinea to convene a mini-summit aimed at consolidating efforts and advancing a synchronized strategy in fighting human trafficking. Both countries expressed concerns about the operations of the outlawed QNET group, which has over the years served as a major vehicle for human trafficking within in the MRU region, and expressed the urgent need to ensure its disbandment. Councillor Gibson is today holding separate meetings with his Sierra Leonean counterpart, Afa Usman Timbo, and the Minister of Justice, Minister of Social Welfare, the Commissioner General of Immigration, and the Parliamentary Committee Chairman on Human Rights. Other members of the delegation include Mr. Adolphus Satia, Director of the Human Trafficking Secretariat, Inspector Joseph Washington, Commander of the Tip Unit of the Liberia National Police, and Josephus Flomo, Special Assistant to the Minister of Labor. The delegation arrived in Freetown on Monday, December 20, 2021, and is expected to return to Monrovia on Wednesday, December 2022. This is Vasta Talu reporting for Newsline.